listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. Last session at the Nasty Table.
Advance?
Advance!
Grolk Advance, Trilug Advance,
Lothwaite?
That's the best conversation I've had with any of these motherfuckers.
I feel like I got it all.
We need to push Ulath.
I think that you can do that.
Ulath, bind, be bound.
Rook, Advance, Grongok.
Why not?
Please don't kill me. My name is Llewellyn. I was sent here by the Sarninian royal family to investigate a virus that's spread, contracted only by Warforged. I need you to get my bag. To warn them of what's happening in Kincaidine.
Bentavania. That was in the pommel of his sword there.
Grongok, Royal Sarninian.
Grongok, enemy!
This is a loose situation for someone.
Prostitutes.
And tax collectors.
I was just gonna say that.
All right, let's run through the fastest recap you guys have ever done now.
Yeah, and if he was looking through the journal and we got all his stuff, can we get a spell check on Llewellyn?
Alarm, burning hands, identify, shield, hold person, counter spell, and some weird spells.
Were you asking how to spell his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said spell check for spells.
Oh, that's, fuck. Unintended pun.
So, the four of you wrapping up within Ulath's tent as Jigix sits expectantly outside, finishing conversations amongst yourselves with this black leather bag still on the table in front of you. What do you guys want to do?
I guess we're going where I'm going to talk to the dude. You guys can come. Let's see why not.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to grab two gold from this bag and just toss it in my pouch, just temporarily, because this is the gold that Jigix was promised.
Do you try to hide it from Ulath?
I mean, he's kind of standing right over the bag, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'll just look at him. Just fucking look at him. Puppy dog eyes, just grab the two gold, still looking at him, and start walking away slowly.
He says, friendly?
Friendly.
Friendly. Grongok.
Grongok. Walk away.
Okay. Anything else you guys are taking out of this bag? I'm specifically curious about, like, the scrolls and the spell book, too. Leaving them there.
Rook ain't take shit.
No, I'm leaving that. Okay. Spellbook.
Are you guys taking the pommel?
Yeah.
Okay. You're taking the pommel specifically?
Yep.
Okay. Ulath doesn't, blink an eye. Stepping back out into the sands, Jigix is out there.
Two gold, huh?
Two gold. Pull the two gold out. And I say, but when that done, I said, I'd give you the two gold if you continue to help us.
Help you how?
Just to translate for the rest of this interaction.
I've been doing that.
You've been doing great.
Yeah.
So keep doing
okay.
It.
Yeah.
It's good clay. It's solid, solid material.
I can't wait to try it out.
Yeah.
It's fucking awkward. I just walk away from this guy. It's like,
walk
okay,
away.
Come on, Jigix.
Where are you guys heading?
Llewellyn.
back to the prisoner with Grolk still standing there with his arms crossed.
Rook goes, before we get up to him, like when we're approaching, maybe before Llewellyn realizes we're there.
Oh, the tarp is back on him, so like he can't see anything.
Can I see him?
You can see his feet.
Is that enough to cast a spell on him?
If you want to.
There's only one way to get the truth.
I cast Charm Person, or... Yeah.
He fails.
Okay.
He is charmed.
Walk up to him.
Okay. Grolk, looking over.
Can I, like, motion to him to pick up the tarp?
Kind of point towards the tarp. Grolk reaches over, pulls up the tarp, and you can see Llewellyn still in there with his hands bound, still gagged.
I take the gag off.
Hi.
Hey. Alright. So how does this work? Can I just ask questions and then roll for it?
This is up to me and you. Charmed is a condition. So Charmed is going to give you advantage, but I'm also going to roleplay that he's has a more friendlier disposition towards you. Is that copacetic?
Sure.
Bring me back to, like, when you first saw the orcs. What happened?
It was dark. I was fighting off these warforged as best as I can, trying not to kill them because they're not evil, they're just sick. So trying to disable them as best I can.
How do you disable them?
Well, hurting them until they can't move.
Without killing them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
As I'm doing that, in the darkness, I just feel this rush to the back of my head, hit the ground, see some orcs standing over me, and they hit me again.
Can I roll to see if I feel like that's true?
Roll insight.
Whoa.
He's telling 100% the truth. And with your charm person, he's regarding you as a friendly acquaintance.
You didn't see them coming up on you at all?
I was preoccupied. Trying to fight off the Warforged. Maybe they snuck up on me. I don't know. Have you seen these Warforged before?
Yeah, we have.
I would try to ask if you could avoid from killing them. I really, really think that I can fix them somehow. I'd need my laboratory. I'd need to study.
Where's your laboratory?
In Kincaidine.
And you need the spell book and your chalk in order to go back?
Yes, to get there as fast as I can.
Is that how you got here?
No, I walked here into the Grand Erg. Log and I, we left from Kincaidine on foot. I said it before, there's a lot of moving pieces right now.
Didn't Trilog go to... Didn't someone say something about a portal?
Trilog and Olaf did.
Mm-hmm. We hear about a portal. We know about someone teleporting.
Portal? What kind of portal?
I don't know.
For teleportation?
I don't know. I was hoping you would be able to tell me.
I haven't encountered any portals. But if what I think is happening, then whoever's behind this probably has access to arcane magics of that level.
Whoever's behind this? Thought it was a disease.
Oh, I think the disease was created by somebody.
Okay. Any idea who?
What do you know about soul carvers?
Not much. I look at you guys. Any of you? So aren't you guys right with me?
Yeah, you guys are all here. And Jigix is still translating to Grolk. Soul carvers, I worked with a few at Lulmeth Academy. Most people who hear about them, they think it's a guild or some sort of society. But the truth is, soul carvers, it's more like a calling than an occupation. There's a few arcane users, mostly artificers, who learn how to weave the arcane. And they weave it so delicately that they can shape a soul. Not the soul itself, but the space for a soul to fit into. Some of them do this to Warforge, to imbue them with a soul. And here's the weird part. So when they do this, and the moment that the vessel, the spot to hold the soul is finished, the second it's done, boom, it's filled with a soul. Every single time. So something out there, some force that we don't know about, we've been researching, we've been studying, rushes in and gives a Warforged life. Nobody has figured out what it is, whether it's divine or something else, something older. But these soul carvers, the ones who worked with Warforged, their general title is Soul Carvers of Man. They're the ones who make Warforged more than just cogs and gears and wires and metal. They don't build the Warforged, but they give them souls. And after they're given a soul, more importantly, after the fact, these soul carvers of man give them a purpose, a singular directive. Follow orders from X. Protect Y. They give them a reason to exist. And without that reason to exist, it's not pretty. Newborn Warforged who's given a soul and doesn't have a reason to live and to exist tears apart anything around it or itself. And I've seen that situation twice, and it's almost exactly like what we're seeing now out here in the Grand Erg. The best soul carvers that exist, they can change a directive after it's been put in. They can rewrite an entire life's meaning with a few flicks of their hand. And I've only heard rumors of it once at Lolmeth. But the sage, the soul carver sage, someone said to be able to strip a directive entirely and give a warforged freedom to do whatever it wants, no matter how silly that sounds. I don't know if you can imagine such a thing. I don't know if that's mercy or whatever. My point is that someone is doing this or did this, created this virus that spreads from Warforged to Warforged and infected Warforged in a very, very large quantity. The ones that I've seen out in the Grand Erg, down in those mine shafts, they were stamped by the Iron Blood Cartel. So to do this would take someone who has knowledge. Knowledge like I have. I'm an expert on Warforged, but I'm not a soul carver. I don't have that skill to fundamentally change something about how a Warforged soul is bound to its body takes immense skill. So I think it is someone or someone's doing this. Jiggix frantically trying to translate that whole conversation to Grol.
Are we familiar, like, you know, am I familiar with the Iron Blood Cartel, or, like, is there any...
Roll history.
Nine.
Never heard of him.
Who's the Iron Blood Cartel?
I mean, you're lucky if you haven't heard of them. They're not like run-of-the-mill merchants or smiths. They're war profiteers. They're the biggest artificer outfit in all of Ticinia, but they don't sell swords. They don't sell armor. They sell soldiers. They were the first group to figure out how to mass-produce Warforged the way that a blacksmith hammers out nails. Rows of them, just cold and waiting, built for only war. And they'll sell them to anyone who has coin. Kingdoms or cults or warlords, anybody. They make and manufacture Warforged and sell them to interested parties. And they have models for any kind of killing that you can imagine or dream up. Grim units are the largest ones that I've seen. Ground, recon, infiltrator modules. They're the light infantry. They're the quick ones. And they're quiet. It's all I've seen in the grander, the bigger ones, with the lasers, blades, they call them. Battlefield logistics and assault devices with energy weapons. They have dozens of models that they create. And if it spreads, whatever this disease is, to the large bulk of wherever the Iron Blood Cartel is keeping what they've made, we're fucked. They have a model, it's called Darkness. Deployable assassin requiring kinetic or negative energy structural support. These are the Iron Blood's pet nightmares. Assassinations, disappearances. These models are built for sabotage and stealth. And these are just models that we know about that they make. They probably have more that are just locked behind closed doors in creation plants that they have and operate. Look, I don't know if the Iron Blood Cartel is involved, but what I do know is that a lot of the Warforged that we've seen are stamped by them. So somebody either bought in bulk or whatever the case is. I don't know. Whoever is behind this has a lot of money and a lot of knowledge. Whether it's a group, whether it's an individual, I don't know. And the Sarninian royal family just sent me out here to check out what was up. And here I am, on the verge of fucking cataclysm. Because if one of these infected Warforged makes it back to the city, we're done. That's it. Because these Warforged that are in the city, they run shops. They run restaurants. Some of them are closely protecting the noble family. And they'll flip. Just like that. Just like Log did. I need to let them know what's coming. We need to prepare. And in the meantime, I need to work in my lab. I need to find a cure. And I think one might be out there. I need the equipment. And I need to get it quick.
Can I roll like in like if I mean I'm pretty sure he's telling the truth, but can I roll to see?
Go ahead.
Never mind, it's not very good. I rolled a 3. What is it?
Insight.
7.
He seems to be telling the truth. Especially considering that under charmed person, he's treating you as a friendly acquaintance.
Yeah. Alright.
I don't know if this is metagaming, but I want to turn to Levi and just knowing that he fucking remembers just random shit. Like, Levi, do you recall seeing like a reoccurring emblem on a lot of these Warforged, or?
What I have heard of the Iron Blood Cartel?
You would have.
Mm-hmm. Where are they out of? Do I know?
You don't know. They have multiple plants, the largest of which is south east of here by a while. Maybe like a month or so journey southeast is the largest plant.
And would I remember them being stamped with this if we're...
Yeah, I mean, if we're to go back... the last time you guys fought Warforged? Avant Castillo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you saw stamps on the metal themselves in the Avant Castillo, and then remembering those stamps from the Avant Castillo, you also remember the first time that you fought Warforged, they were stamped with that symbol, which I believe you guys might actually still have on the table somewhere. I provided you with...
drew it at some point.
An image of it. There you go.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm familiar with the work they do. Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just asking to confirm his story with what we've actually seen.
I mean, yeah, that part of it's true. And what do you talk of a soul carver that left this vessel empty? Able to be filled? And you've just seen this Warforged?
Well,
there's also soul carvers of the mind.
That's not what I'm saying. You've only seen this ability to have this other entity immediately fill the void.
No. We see them occur with items. Magical weapons and armors.
Since when?
Since my studies at Lolmeth.
And an unidentified being.
Being, force, whatever you want to say, something puts a soul in that receptacle. We do it with Warforged en masse. But this shaping of the space for a soul can happen with anything. Biological. Regardless, what I'm saying is that this manipulation of Warforged behavior on this scale has to come from someone who is knowledgeable about soul carving. It simply has to.
Yeah, I see where you're laying down the pieces there, yeah.
Seems like a big issue.
It is. It is, and more people need to know about it, and these orcs will not understand. They see an enemy, they see a nail that needs to be hammered, and they are the hammer. And everything for them is a nail. I need to warn the people of Kincaidine.
I think we need to let him go.
As he's talking and looking around too, I want to find an opportunity to kind of just flash my paw with the kind of pommel stone, you know, at Rook to kind of just bring that up as your charm person is still lasting.
Yeah. So, saw your spell book. It's pretty impressive. I came across a really pretty stone in your bag. Do you use that for spells? It's beautiful. Where'd you find it?
The red one?
Yeah.
Recently I found it.
Really?
In the mine shafts. After I fled when Log changed. Like I said, there was a desert cave that led to a mine shaft that led to a cave that led to a mine shaft. I found it there. Off to the side near some disposed Warforged.
Was it in the Warforged?
No, it was on the ground next to it. It's a magic item, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what kind of magic?
Evocation. Destruction magic.
Is he telling you the truth?
Can I roll?
Roll insight with advantage. Friendly acquaintance is telling you the truth.
Fuck.
Makes sense.
And where were these? Where was this cave? Was it? I turned. Is he suggesting it's the Ebon Mines?
The Ebon Mines, or?
No, before that, we were on the Chalk Road, Log and I, perhaps halfway to the Avon Castillo before I fled south.
Hmm.
There was a cave. Then it transitioned into a mine shaft. I found it near the end of that mine shaft before it transitioned into another cave. And then through that into, I suppose it is the Ebon Mines, where I was assaulted by those orcs, yes.
So he's wearing, so he's like fully robed, right? We can't see any limbs,
yeah.
Correct, except for his hands.
Yep.
I know that this is crazy, but have you comprised yourself of any warforged limbs? Being the warforged expert that you are, I must ask.
No, I have not. I know of those among us who have, and it does have its benefits. Even Log himself, he had an abacus that he had embedded into his arm. Me, no, I have not. I'm a warforged expert, but I don't want to overstate my knowledge. I'm an understudy. I am not a professor. I am not an archmage.
I turn to Jigik and I say, can you ask Grolk if he has seen this man's skin? And can he confirm that there is no warforged limbs on him?
Sure, I'll ask.
Looks up towards Grolk, says something in Orcish. Grolk responds. Jigis says, no, they stripped him naked. Nothing.
Okay.
Can you ask when he was attacking them, what did it look like?
Sure, I'll ask.
Talks to Grolk. Grolk responds.
Says it was just fire. Waves of rolling flame. Hit one of the guys who got hurt bad.
And they think this was definitely intentional?
Looks like Grolk. Grolk responds back at Jigix.
They're pretty sure. Guy got burned.
Got hit by a laser. Definitely got fucking hit by a laser.
Can you ask him if there were a lot of warforged in the area when they encountered him?
Jigix to Grolk, Grolk back to Jigix.
Says there was a handful, maybe 3 or 4.
Okay.
It's good clay.
He found it on another warforged? Did he say why he kept it? Like, why the pommel?
He said it was
stone,
a magic
like...
item. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I saw a little magic item, I would fucking grab it too.
That's fair. Yeah. Are you aware of the... Maybe you said it already. The relationship between the Crack Mesa clan and the Royal Sarninian family.
From what I know, it's strained. from what I know of the Cracked Mesa Clan, they're reasonable, but they overtook Fort Chasm, refused to give it back. The Royal Sarninian family struck a deal to let them keep it, and it's just tension, I suppose.
I'm just seeing how likely they are going to send people to get us, or anyone here. I'm saying this to the group, or anyone here. If we just let them fucking poof his way out of here.
If I get out of here, I'll tell you exactly what I plan to do. I will make my way to the Royal Sarninian family, explain the situation that's occurring within the Grand Erg. I will tell them that the Cracked Mesa Clan, although they attacked me, didn't kill me, and that we need help here, now. They will probably send soldiers. But I will at least be able to express my thoughts and observations with people who know more than me. Collaborate. Come up with an idea. I really think that we can fix this. Because these Warforged are people. Yes, they are autonomous and they have directives, but they have souls. And they have thoughts and they have desires. And they're sick right now. And if I can fix that, if I can make them right, we could save lives. I don't know what you define as a life, but for me, it's having a soul, and these Warforged have them. Whether or not they ask for them, that's not the point. But they were given them, and they have them, and they are people. And they're ill. And I have the capabilities to fix them. I just need to get back to Kincaidine.
If you were to teleport to Kincaidine and we were in the circle, we would not come with you, right? It
you
doesn't
would.
Look like that. We would?
If you were willing, yes. Rook chimes in.
Rook, friendly.
Friendly.
Rook retreat.
Rook retreat.
Rook. Ulath. Vorgoth.
Rook friendly.
I point to our party. Heal.
Heal.
Attack.
Not no.
Heal.
Heal.
Grunguk friendly.
Grunguk. Grunguk friendly.
Grunguk friendly rook.
Grunguk friendly rook.
Grok friendly rook.
Grok friendly rook.
Grunguk enemy grok.
Grunguk friendly grok.
He shakes his head now.
Vorgoth friendly rook.
Friendly.
Ulath friendly rook.
Ulath friendly rook.
Grunguk enemy Vorgoth. Enemy Ulath.
Ulath. Grok. Grunguth. Wait.
Grok, wait. Grok, wait.
Grok, wait.
Grok, friendly.
Grok, friendly.
Grok, quiet.
Grok, quiet.
Grok, quiet.
we done here?
This would have been a lot easier if Trilog would not have left this morning.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, it would have.
We cannot leave. We swore fealty to Morgoth. We need to fulfill the contract before we make any moves. If we're gonna act selfishly, that means we should hold on to the wizard until we're done here. And then we can go back to King Kadeem with him.
Still within earshot of Llewellyn, he chimes in. You will cost many lives, not just of the Warforged, who will continue to be affected, but if it gets back to King Kadeem. People will die. The Grand Urg is sparse. There's people few and far between. If it gets into King Kadeem, those people are shoulder to shoulder. One infected Warforged will kill hundreds.
The Avon Castillo was aware of this. Its neighboring town was aware of this. What makes you think that nobody in King Kadeem knows about this yet?
The distance from the Avon Castillo to King Kadeem is 12, 13 days. Perhaps news has gotten there now, but for them to take it seriously, I doubt that anyone would know. If King Kadeem is affected, and they're getting news from the Avon Castillo, whatever has happened there, I'm not quite sure exactly the ramifications of whatever's there, but if it is affected, King Kadeem gets word, it might be too late, or they might not take it serious. You are a motley crew. I don't know how you have ended up in leagues with the Cracked Mesa clan. Please listen to me. I know what I'm talking about, and I know the dangers that this holds. If you do not release me and I do not get back to King Kadeem, innocent people will die. Of that, I'm sure.
Do you not trust the capabilities of the Cracked Mesa clan?
I do. I'm sure that they are capable. From what I've read, they are smart and tacticians and reasonable. But it only takes one to slip through the cracks. One Warforged to stumble in through the front gates. To infect another, and then another, and then two more, and four more, and eight more, 16, 32, 64, 128, and we are ruined.
You don't know anything about the Avon Castillo. Did you encounter any Warforged above ground while coming here?
Yes.
Any? Above yes. Ground, okay. I'm just truly just having a hard time believing that they haven't made it back that way at this point in time. Especially if you've encountered them on the Chalk Road.
Who made it back?
Warforged. Any infected Warforged.
I don't know. Perhaps they did. Perhaps I'm speaking of saving a city that's already in ruin. Do you know?
I know that the Ivan Castillo has drowned in Warforged. Drowned. Gates closed. I'd say thousands of Warforged.
How long ago? Closed.
About 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Then one could be making its way to the city gates tonight.
I look at the rest of the party when he says that, and like, am I seeing any kind of like, holy shit, we gotta fucking we gotta go, guys, oh my god, like, I'm not seeing that for
what's
you guys.
The general
disposition?
Not
expressing that. I don't know.
No, I'm not expressing that at all.
Nope.
Okay.
Levi's definitely pondering to himself.
Then, the way that I see it, I say it in front of the guy's face, we are trusting the clan that we've sworn fealty to, and when it's time for us to go back to Kincaidin, we have a means of transportation.
How much is that fealty worth? Gold, name your price. We'll pay it.
I don't... If they're at the gate tonight, what makes you think you can stop them?
Because I expect them.
You don't think we expected them at the Avant Castillo? What makes you think you can be the hero because you've seen what's coming?
I have more knowledge. I have ideas and I could script it and formulate it and I could synthesize it. I could study more. If...
Yep.
Fine, even if they were there yesterday, I could help quarantine, I could help mitigate, I could help protect. I could do something more than just sitting in this fucking cage. You seem reasonable people. I am a reasonable person. I'm an intelligent person, and I have the means to help you. Like I've said, you are not orcish. Your skin is not green. It does not take a genius to recognize you are here for some reason other than you were born into it. So if that is the case, you were brought into it. And if you were brought into it for money, I can give you money. I apparently cannot appeal to the morality of you. So if not the morality, then the motivation, the money motivation, gold, knowledge, what you want, please. Because every moment that we spend deliberating over this, more people are at risk. If you don't care about that, that's fine.
What makes you think we're not doing the same exact thing as you, trying to get to the bottom of this?
Because I'm trying to get to the people who can that I can protect.
Have you heard anything about a stone? I look at Kree.
Staring at him, seeing if he says anything.
It supposedly has something to do with how the Warforged are
are being operated.
A stone. Mineral? A magic item?
I don't know. A rock.
No, I've heard nothing. I do not know. If it were a magic item, perhaps it would make whoever or whatever is doing this do it easier, perhaps. But no, nothing specific.
It is a stone that they are using. It is a stone that they are using, these soul carvers, as you call them. Think back in your studies, the years you've studied this. Nothing? Nothing reminiscent of a stone.
Soul carving by itself is an action that is deeply enrooted in an individual's understanding and manipulation of the arcane weave. There is no stone, there is no magic item that alleviates that. It's a natural aptitude. It is not an ability that is learned over time. As I said, it's a calling. It's not an occupation. You are born with it. You are born with it. You cannot be granted it, not by any stone. Why do you bring up a stone?
Because my god told me that it's a stone.
Who is your god?
Sidero.
The purple worm.
The violet dragon god.
He is dead.
Dead. He spoke to me. A few nights back, he spoke to me. He's not dead. I should kill you just for saying that.
See, the purple worm, the violet drake, he is dead. He has been dead.
I fucking put my hand on my fucking sword. I'm like, watch your fucking tongue. He's not dead. He just spoke to me. Why do you say that?
He was killed within the Underdark. By the Hanged Man.
Does any of that ring a bell to me?
I'm not even gonna have you roll. No, you have no idea what he's talking about.
Just fucking, I step towards him. I fucking step towards him, man. I put my hand on his neck, on his throat.
Reaching
and
in
I say that again. Huh?
Reaching in through the grate. Hand on his neck. I this is in the studies. Lolmeth, the encyclopedias that exist, monitoring the rookery and all dragons that exist across the realms. Cithero is dead.
Who's the Hanged Man?
The tarot demon of... And he stops himself.
I grab his throat.
Hard?
Rook's like...
Harder.
Kree, stop. Kree.
I fucking shove him onto the ground and I fucking stand right over top of his face and I fucking just stare him down. Tell me.
Grolk kind of reaches in and Grolk puts his hand on your shoulder. What do you do?
Just fucking instantly throw my arm back at him.
So, being choked down on the ground, Llewellyn, I can tell you, I can explain it all, I can show you the books, I can show you the records, I can show you anything. Let me out of this cage and let me leave, I will tell you, I promise it.
I start praying to myself. I start fucking praying out loud. I like close my eyes, like hand on this dude's neck, like pressed into the fucking cage, and I just
say, "Cithero, guide me. I need you right now to guide me. What do I do?"
roll religion. Charmed person ends because he takes a hostile action towards him.
Bastard. I want to use inspo for this.
Go ahead. There's a whisper in the crevices of the back of your mind. It is four letters. L-I-E-S. Whisper up from the base of your neck up to the top of your skull and dissipate out lies.
Kree starts smiling. I pull my sword. Sword is now unsheathed, and I fucking go to strike him. I want to cut his head right off.
Does anyone intervene?
Yes, Rook does.
Roll for initiative. Anyone who is planning on intervening, please roll for initiative.
I'm not.
Or over?
22.
22 from Honto. 15 to 20. 10 to 15.
10.
11.
Honto, first to act as Kree unsheathes his blade and is making a aggressive action towards the captured person in this cage. What do you do?
I want to sort of in like a barreling hit. I want to like, although we're in close quarters, I want to use feline agility and like all fours just burst at Kree. And kind of like just run into him and back him up really hard.
Okay. Are you trying to get him to the ground or just move him away?
I am trying to
shove or trip.
It's a really hard shove because I'm like running into him on all fours. Kind of.
Yeah. So if you're going to use feline agility, what I'm going to do is have you roll athletics with advantage, and then Kree, if you're resisting, roll athletics. Yeah.
Not net.
Four.
Pushing him back, he shoves back five or so feet, unsteadies himself, and now he is out of range of the person in the cage. We're going to go to Grolk, who's going to step up and take a forceful shove to now try to push you to the ground. Go ahead and roll athletics.
11.
Nat 20. Down onto the ground you go as your head hits the sand. Kree, you're up.
Am I capable of... I try to fucking squirm and move and I like get out of, I guess, Grolk's grasp, right? I don't know if...
No, he just shoved you onto your back, so you're currently on your back, but he's not like pressing it.
Okay, I stand up. Pick my sword up. And I try to cut this guy's head off.
Dust myself off.
So what you're going to do is now at this point, you are going to be passing a couple attacks of opportunity. So first of all, Grolk is going to try to take a punch at you. So I want to ask Honto and Rook. Kree is going to pass into your area. Do you want to take an attack of opportunity?
Yeah.
Can my attack of opportunity be hold?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
I want to hold.
I'm trying to attack him. I'm trying to pick his ass up.
I will...
Like, is your I'll attack of it. Opportunity an action? Like,
it's
you know?
It's an attack action.
Yes, so it's hold and attack.
But for the sake of I hate Wizards of the Coast, for this specific situation, absolutely. I'll allow you to try to, like, are you guys trying to, like, pick him up in tandem?
I'm trying to pick him up and little bro him and, like, put him over my shoulder honestly, walk out of the cage. I guess we're in the cage.
Yeah, if you're trying to pick
him
up.
No, not in the cage, outside the cage still.
I'm literally trying to, like, squeeze his shoulders and just stop him in place. Like.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, first of all, Grolk is just going to punch you. Grolk is just going to try to punch you. It's going to be a 14 to hit.
Does not hit.
Okay, so now for you guys, what I'm going to have you guys do is either one of you can roll athletics with advantage, or both of you guys can roll athletics, and then I'm going to have Kree counter with an athletics. If you guys succeed, you pick him up, keep him away. If Kree succeeds, he gets to step up and make his attack.
You can roll with advantage.
All right.
You good?
Yeah, he's just...
And cut his head off.
Yeah, like, and he's fucking gagged and bound, so it's like instant... Fuck.
Restrained.
15.
Go ahead and roll athletics.
Fuck. No.
Not one.
No! Come here, little bro. You're acting crazy, little bro.
In a moment, Kree, you are swept off of your feet as you are entangled by Rook and Honto.
Let me at him. Let me at him.
Llewellyn acts next, and he is going to scurry towards the side furthest away from you. That's going to make any kind of future attacks at disadvantage. Honto, you're up unless Kree indicates that he is done pursuing hostile action.
No, I would now like to...
Okay, well, you're not up yet, but you're still pursuing hostile action?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Honto, you're up. He's wiggling and worming and trying to squirm.
We're holding him. He's completely
off the
ground.
You guys both have... each of your arms, like, hooked under his arms, lifting him off the ground probably about a foot or two.
I kind of want to, like, I mean, I know it's not Rook's term or moving in tandem, like, just continue to walk away from the cage.
Take a couple steps?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah. And I kind of, I want to, as we get away from the cage, away from the wizard, to Kree, say, well, like, calm down, you know, as, like, he's shouting, and then, like, as we can get quiet, like, I think the royal family is deceiving them. They don't want followers of Cedro to exist. They say he's dead. You know he's not. Don't play into the family.
End of your turn, we go to Grolk. He's just going to try to fucking punch you. I'm going to be... And he has advantage because you're now restrained. It's a 19 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to suffer 3 points of damage as Grolk just fucking clocks you as they have you restrained.
I say, Grolk, friendly. Grolk, friendly.
Talking fucking
bro,
12 words
fucking
of orcish.
Friendly.
Retreat.
So,
laser!
Fucking retreat!
Kree, you're up.
Damn. You just got the Llewellyn fucking dreaming.
And it's like all happening at once in Kree's head is like he felt Cedro speak to him, like he saw this fucking guy, like he heard these like deceiving words from this fucking bitch, and then he saw Cedro gave him the reassurance, and then he fucking lunges and then picks up, and then Honto's words of like they don't want anyone to know that he's still alive, and then he gets clocked in the face by fucking Grolk, and he's like, and Kree's like staring at Honto, and he's like, it's lies. And I cast Eldritch Blast onto The elf, the half elf.
Go ahead and roll to attack with advantage. Well, actually, so you have advantage because he's restrained, but you also have disadvantage because technically he's prone, but it's too close. So I'm just going to say go ahead and roll for advantage with advantage.
Wait, aren't we restraining him too?
Oh, so he's technically restrained too? Like, all right, so it's a straight roll, straight roll, straight roll.
Okay. All right. All right. 17.
17 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. And I would like to use my grasp of Hadar Eldritch Invocation to pull him 10 feet towards me.
Okay.
In the cage.
9 damage.
Okay. 9 damage. Llewellyn is still up. So what you guys see is this frenzy as Kree tries to wrest his arms from your guys' grasp, gets it out enough just to cast an Eldritch Blast. This bolt of Eldritch energy slams through the bars, hits Llewellyn, who like bounces back against the bars, and then you guys see him get shucked up against the edge and slam into the side, moving 10 feet closer, which is really only like 3 feet because he's still in the cage.
I want to have my hand fucking sticking out just ready to grab his neck. I don't have to actually grab it. Kree's like reaching, he's pulling him in, it's just boom, back on his fucking neck. And that's it.
End of your turn.
Boom.
I love how it's right after Rook goes, he's friendly, he's friendly. Eldritch Blast.
End of your turn, we go to Rook. Rook, do you want to say or do anything? You can reinforce your grapple to get him into a restrained position if you'd like. You can say.
I want to try to restrain him.
Go ahead and roll athletics. Kree, are you resisting?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll athletics.
10.
6.
You now have him restrained. He can't cast spells now. Anything you want to say?
What are you doing? Control yourself.
I'm just fucking
squirming. Can I look around?
I'm like, lies.
Is there anyone like looking at us?
Because you took an action, I'm not gonna have you be able to kind of take a look yet. But maybe next round you can. Llewellyn is going to act. He's gonna push against the bars and get back a little bit further, and he's gonna say, It's just the books. I don't know. I'm sorry. End of his turn, we go back up to Honto. Now Kree is fully restrained.
Yeah, if he's fully restrained, I want to, like, now easily manipulate the restraint to, like, I'm fucking on top of him. Now that he cast an Eldritch Blast, I got, like, a claw out, like, on his fucking throat. Like, no.
You kind of got him. You got him on his back now. I'd say with that, you kind of like got him down to his back. End of your turn, we go to Grolk. Grolk looks at Rook and says, "Friendly," and then he's gonna kick Kree in the head. That's gonna be a 16 to hit.
That hits.
You're gonna suffer 2 points of damage as Grolk nails his fucking boot in the side of your head.
Oh my god.
Kree, you're up.
Grok, retreat.
Grok,
please, Grok.
Kree is like squirming and like just fucking lies, and like a fucking tear or two, like coming down, like just shedding like a tear or two, as he slowly comes to terms that he's like pinned down, and he's like fucking kind of coming to his senses a bit, and he's just like he slowly stops squirming, and he's like. We don't have to kill him right now. We don't.
I am okay. I am okay with us using him to get back to Kincaidine when we have to. I'm okay with that. And like my eyes are fucking like wide open, like staring at you guys when I'm saying these things.
We're out of combat. Rolk kind of resituates himself and looks over and looks at Rook. Friendly. He rears his foot back. Friendly.
Retreat. Friendly.
With a schism occurring in the interrogation of a prisoner, the four of you find yourselves possibly in hot water after an interaction with Kree and his god.
No.
Result in combat. But that is where we're going to pick up next session.
That was perfect.
Retreat!
Thank you for listening to this installment of Shadow of the Seven, a Nasty Table production.